So when the scholar monks of that time studied the suttas, they found that there were many apparent inconsistencies. The Buddha would say one thing in one sutta, and he would say another thing to another sutta. And of course, they would try to figure out how is it that it can be contradictory, because the Buddha is supposed to be omniscient, he's supposed to be perfect in vision, and there's no way that he can be wrong. The reason why there is this apparent contradiction is because the Buddha preached according to individual tendencies, individual dispositions, preferences, and so forth. The Buddha did not preach an ism. To quote from Christmas Humphreys, who was the founder of the Buddhist Society in UK, he said the Buddha did not preach Buddhism. He taught the truth. He did not teach Buddhism. In fact, what the Buddha taught in each discourse was complete in itself. He would tailor his discourse to a particular individual or to a particular audience, because he had the omniscience or sabbanuta jnana. He could know what a particular person needed at a particular time, or the people in a particular audience, what they were ready for. So he would tailor his discourse to suit them, and invariably that would mean there would be differences and there would be apparent contradictions. Saying one thing to one person may not be suitable to another, so he would put it in another way. To some, he would say that you should start off with sila, and then you go on to samadhi, and then you go on to panya. For some people, he don't talk about sila. He starts straight away from samadhi, and he go to panya. For some people, he didn't even start from samadhi. He would just talk about the paticca-samuppada, and that person would get enlightened while listening to the talk. For some people, he would say, no, well, you have to become a monk. You have to go through the gradual training, the 8-step process, going through perfection of sila, going to guarding the doors of the senses, then practicing moderation in eating, practicing wakefulness, practicing satisamajana, which is mindfulness and full comprehension, then go to a secluded place, try to overcome your 5 hindrances, and then after that, attain the jhanas before going further into vipassana. For some people like Malukyaputta, the old monk, he gave him very brief instructions. He just said, Malukya, in whatever that you see, there must just be the seen. Whatever you hear, must just be the heard. Whatever you feel, there must only be what is felt. Whatever you perceive, there must only be the perceived. And there was a very short instruction he gave to Malukyaputta. Malukyaputta received the instruction, carried it out, and became an arahant. He didn't talk about sila, he didn't talk about this gradual training.